This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Now, we had a message earlier. We started when we flagged what we were going to talk about in the show, and we had a message from a listener. We need a lesbian inclusive breast screening service, because when we go for a mammogram, we don't hand our breasts in at reception and say, I'm off shopping, I'll see you in 15 minutes. Good point. We bring our life experiences and fears, and we want to know the service is inclusive, particularly if we get called back and bring our same-sex partner with us for support. No one wants to go to a callback situation and have to worry about homophobia. And more than that, lesbians are underscreened and have higher risk factors. So the promotion of a lesbian-inclusive service is likely to encourage lesbians to be screened. Thank you, Catherine. That's a great intro, as I welcome Doris Whitmore. And, Doris, you're CEO of Breast Screening Victoria?
I'm acting CEO.
Well, I think you're acting very well. We like it.
Thank you. So,
and this is a pretty interesting and great initiative to introduce a dedicated lesbian breast screening service. I think what Catherine said, for me as a man, hit it on the head, because it actually put it right into context as to why you're doing it. Is that a fair summation?
Yes. What Breast Screen Victoria aims to do is to be inclusive of all women, 50 to 74.
Of course.
And we understand that we have underscreened groups, and the women of the LGBTI community are one of those groups. So we are undertaking the Rainbow Tick Accreditation Program to ensure that we understand and we can deliver that inclusive, equitable access to all women across Victoria.
So what does a dedicated lesbian breast screening service look like? How is it different?
It isn't different. It is about educating our services across the state to be inclusive of all women. Cancer doesn't discriminate.
No.
So we ensure that we have the best of care for every single woman, regardless of what community that she comes from. But the LGBTI community is a little bit different to arranging an interpreter, for example. So we are undertaking the Rainbow Tick accreditation program so that we recognise the standards and the things we need to do to educate our services across the state.
So now, I was going to say, there was one thing that Catherine said in her message there. Lesbians are underscreened and have higher risk factors. What are those higher risk factors for lesbians?
Well, we do a lot of research so that our services are based on evidence.
Great. What an interesting concept.
Yeah. Yes.
Pauline Hanson should take note of that.
So research tells us that lesbian and bisexual women have higher rates of several known cancer risk factors, including a higher rate of smoking and a higher rate of drinking, and that places them in a higher risk of cancer. So it is about the wellness of the woman, and taking care of your breasts and your breast health is one of those things.
Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And in terms of being underscreened, I'm sure there's a better word than underscreened.
Sounds a bit like underdressed, mate.
It does, doesn't it? Oh, look, I'm sorry, I've been underscreened. Is that, again, because perhaps people are... I mean, everyone is reluctant, for whatever reason, to be cancer screened, no matter what the cancer.
Yes, yeah, so there's a fear factor to it, isn't
there? Yeah, and so is it perhaps the fear that, yes, if you do get a diagnosis, that the service may not understand particular issues around your sexuality? Do you think that contributes to the underscreening, or am I just sort of clutching it?
Well, I think... We know that women don't come from a variety of reasons, and a lot of them are around culture and a lot of them around their experiences. And so if you think about the LGBTI community, their experience, they have other experiences that will impact on their willingness to come to a screen. And they might be experiences of homophobia or transphobia in other services.
Of course, yep.
And, of course, that is going to impact on their willingness to come.
When you were talking earlier and describing the service, I got a sense that the service is also meant to have an education role or a role modelling type role for other services across the state. So it's really about trying to engender more inclusive practices as well as delivering a dedicated specific service to a number of people who might end up at this.
So when we talk about a specific service, the service we provide to all women of Victoria is designed around their needs. So not all women have the same type of breast cancer, and they're not all the same. All the women have the same type of assessment needs. But what we do is we target our recruitment and engagement activity based on particular cohorts of women or communities. So we look at those the factors that will encourage them to come differently. So for the LGBTI community, we've done things like the Rainbow Tick Accreditation Program.
Fantastic.
We hold events that will encourage LGBTI community to come and be more aware and spread the word that breast cancer screening is really important for their health.
You do talk about the LGBTI community. Does that mean that you have gay men turning up to your service as well?
Our service is for women. Now, I say LGBTI because...
It's inclusive.
It's inclusive. So sometimes I'm told at work, say LBTI because that's more specific to this particular topic, but LGBTI rolls off the tongue.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. So tell us about trans women. Is the service accessible to trans women as well?
The service is accessible to women with breasts, and what we do is we screen for breast cancer.
Yeah.
So I've had a message from one of our listeners. As a woman who's transgender, I need to feel safe. My sister had breast cancer. Thank you, 317, for sharing that piece of information with us. It just shows you that it can happen to anybody, really, can't it?
Well, you know, just as, you know, testicular cancer is not just straight men. It's gay men too.
Of course not. Of course
it's gay
not.
Men too. And
of course not.
You know,
prostate cancer.
Yeah, and, you know, the issues are... the same. I mean, I'm really impressed that your organisation is doing this, because it's about people getting access to the service and feeling comfortable and feeling safe and taking the steps to find out, okay, am I or am I not? Am I at risk? Do I have breast cancer? What can I do? So anything that makes people feel more comfortable to test, it's got to be a good thing.
Well,
it's got to be a good thing.
Yes, absolutely.
And from as a health outcome, it will actually, you know, obviously the earlier it is detected, the earlier action, you know, can be taken, and hopefully successful action.
Yeah, can I take this opportunity to say, you know, 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer.
One in eight. It used to be 1 in 10.
No, it's 1 in 8.
It's gone up.
So, and 75% of women diagnosed with cancer are over the age of 50. And the older you get, the higher your risk of increasing of getting breast cancer.
And do you have data on lesbian women by any chance?
No, we don't. We don't actually ask that question.
Hmm.
So we want all women to come. So the best way to manage your health is to have a breast screen regularly, every 2 years. And that is the best way to manage your the change and understand the change in your breast. Appointments, make an appointment by calling 13 20 50. I hope I got that right. Oh, I did. 13 20 50, Monday to Friday, or online. breastscreen.org.au anytime.
And where is the service? Where is the lesbian service?
We have 40 odd sites across the state. There will be a clinic anywhere near home and the workplace, I suspect. And we've got two mobile vans that crisscross across
Fantastic.
Regional and rural areas.
We've just had a very interesting comment from Andrea and Sue, some of our listeners. And they say, as a 60-year-old lesbian, both my partner and myself have been putting off our screening because the last two breast screens that we had, we felt somewhat uncomfortable with the staff's attitude towards us. The staff need a greater understanding of our community.
And that's what we're working on. That's what the Rainbow Tick accreditation is about.
Doris, that's fantastic
thank
news.
You.
Thank you for coming and sharing that story
really,
with us.
Really appreciate it, and thank you.
And thank you for having me.
For this, it's a great initiative. Glad to see it. And Andrew and Sue, I hope that experience was a while ago. Give it another trial, and let's see how this works out. I think it's a great initiative.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Thank you.
For listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.